like you and C9V Mobile.
Hey, Leon, how you doing?
How are you? Doing a lot better now. I'm on the way home.
Better to be on this end of the day, isn't it?
The goal is to get up the downhill slide, well, in my case, the uphill slide, before the rain comes in. NC9V Mobile.
KT Mobile, yes, exactly it today. Just want to get north of Spartanburg before everything hits the fan.
My day went pretty good. I didn't have any problems. Everything, traffic was light. I actually threw on another job at the end of the day, so I ended up going out to Williamston. And coming back, no problems coming back, no traffic. Just like, wow, why can't all days be like this?
Way up in Williamston, like a stuffed animal or something?
No, I would have picked up some plastic parts for cars.
A lot of trouble loading all three of them into the back of your truck.
You should mention that, because this morning I went all the way down to Anderson, and I actually had, like, 3 pallets of stuff on the trailer. I take that back. Let me rephrase this. I went all the way down to Anderson with 1 pallet. And they got down to Anderson, and they loaded, about four pallets. And then my second stop, they took those 4 off and put 1 on. Went over there and dropped that one off. They put none on. And that's when they sent me over to Williamston, where they put 1 on.
Good job with a cargo van, dude.
The cargo van? I can do that. The wife's car. She got 3rd row seating. The seats fold down. I just would have went to wooden pallets in there. But one of the things they put on is 3 little plastic, like, milk crates. He went and put that on a pallet. I said, nah, I'm just going to stick them in the bag. Just leave them there, and I'll put them in. I just put them on the very back of the trailer. Got to balance it out, you know.
You don't have an uneven weight distribution, can you?
My goodness. That'd be horrible. What'd I do?
I better look out for those Smokies on the way home today.
Yeah, one car stopped. And there must have been 6 up in there. Like, well, somebody's not having a good day.
Lift sitting up in there at that on-ramp at exit 48 a couple minutes ago. And a few more up here at just past 51.
I roll them. I'm usually between 55 and 60. And I got plenty of space between me and the guy in front of me. My air hoses are at the proper height. And everything's looking good. All the lights are working. So they don't have any reason to look at me.
And fastest thing on the road, they'll pretty much leave you alone.
Initially on the road, but I like to rate myself just above the slowest thing on the road. Just enough to be in the right lane, not cause it a problem. The only problem I have is getting in that left lane to go to Williamston. You know, I had a trucker flip me off one time because I got in the left lane. I'm running 65. But you got to get that left lane to make that, you know, the left turn on the 29 there. Hey, you did not like that.
This morning, I let a guy in a truck get in front of me there. I was cruising along in the left lane, and he turned on his left blinker as I was getting about on his left corner. And so I just hit my regen brake and slowed down and flashed him in. And I'm glad I did that because I was cooking. And about the same time I slowed down and let him in, the car behind me came flying around my right, the Anderson County Sheriff. So he might have been about to think about lighting me up because I think I was probably over 70. And I think that's just a 60 in there.
Kind of did that in the motorcycle yesterday. I was about to see the sun. I was heading back up 25, and this guy in front of me, he had his pickup truck. He's towing a trailer, and he's running 80, 85. So I was just following behind him and just kind of follow him. And, yeah, lo and behold, past the trooper. I guess he wasn't interested because he didn't stop him or me.
I do some crazy stuff right in front of a trooper and not get stopped for it. So I don't think anything I'm doing is going to draw attention. But, you know, when I get more than about 10 over, I do start to worry a little bit.
No, I want to do five over is about my limit. I don't want to jeopardize those points. Those points on CDL, they really hurt you.
Yeah, they're a lot less forgiving for trucks, too.
Say, if you drive with your personal vehicle and you get a ticket, it should not affect your commercial driver's license, but Yeah, I'll find that out. I don't want to find that out, but put it that way.
Is the CDL a separate license, or is it just a class on your normal driver's license?
It's just a class A with combination and air brakes and manual transmission. So mine's an unrestricted. When you get the class A and you don't do the manual shift, you'll go to class A with an automatic restriction. And unless you take the combination test, you won't be able to do combos either. You'll only be able to do regular tractor trailers. You won't be able to do the tandems. The already common things. Where's Shane when you need him?
I would think if you got a ticket in your personal vehicle, I mean that's the license, right? So I would think the points would go on that license.
Supposed to. I've had a minor fender bender collision, and they tried to drop my safe driver discount my personal insurance, and I was driving a police vehicle. And, you know, you have an accident with a police vehicle, they can't go up on your personal insurance. However hard they did try, but now they got it straight eventually.
On my bicycle one time when I lived in Philadelphia, and they tried to raise my auto insurance, and it took me about 6 months to get them to drop that.
They're still having a hard time trying to integrate stuff. Mopeds, motorcycles. Now the big buzz thing now is the e-bikes. You've got an electric bicycle, a battery-operated bicycle. They want to class it as a motorcycle if it goes so fast. And, I'm not telling them what mine is, but everything's getting regulated.
What gets me with that is that I can cruise at speeds that are equivalent or very close to that of an e-bike, and I'm just waiting for the time that I get pulled over for going, 25 or 30 miles an hour on my regular bike, and, they think I'm speeding on a motorized vehicle or something.
Battery on there. That's where I put down to the e-bike.
That gets an e-bike, because I don't want them to think they can give me a ticket for, like, riding an e-bike too fast or something.
Each jurisdiction handles them differently, so. But they pretty much have gravitated toward the class of e-bikes, and I've got the speed limits, because mine will do all of them. I figure as long as you ride the bicycles like a nut, and, being polite to everybody and taking your time and just enjoying the ride, not going like a bat out of Hades, but they're never going to bother you.
Well, sure, my ticket on my bicycle was a stop sign, and I also got pulled over for speeding once because I was going down this really steep hill in Philadelphia, and the officer said he clocked me at 53 and a 35, and I begged him to give me the ticket. I literally, on my hands and knees, begging him to write me a ticket for speeding 53 and a 35 on my bicycle, and he just refused to do it. He knew he'd just be encouraging me.
I'm not of that particular jurisdiction, but most other jurisdictions, it doesn't matter what you're on. If you're exceeding the speed limit, you're exceeding the speed limit. You get a ticket on a bicycle just like a car. Stop signs, you name it. Red lights, because I've written them.
I paid that $150 for running that stop sign on my bike, but I couldn't get myself a speeding ticket to frame and hang on the wall to save my life.
For bragging purposes.
Now you get it.
I've always been a firm believer. You get kids doing donuts in their cars and, just acting a fool. And I think if you wanted my attention and you do something to get my attention, I'll give you something to remember it by. NC9B.
Hey, have you seen how they're getting around that anti-squatting law that they passed recently?
That as a background noise. You can say again.
I've heard about how they're getting around, that anti-squatting law they passed that they can't drop the back of their pickup truck anymore. They figured out how to get around it.
Officially, I've been out of it 4 or 5 years now, so no, I haven't heard that they figured out a way how they're getting around it.
2,000 pounds of concrete bags in their bed, so it would drop the bags.
At least they get more traction that way.
But I guess if you really want to look stupid that badly, I guess you can.
Concrete in the bed of the truck or concrete between the ears, I guess it really don't matter. It's just where's the behavior at?
Call W2JKT.
Driving on the highway in C9B Mobile.
B Mobile. That is a quick one.
Did you grant permission or you did not grant permission?
They could take Friday off. I granted permission.
I've been doing it one or the other.
We pitch a fit too much when people want to take their vacation. I just let them do it whenever.
I was at a firm philosophy as a supervisor. You don't mess, A, you don't mess with somebody's time off. And if they want the time off, do as best you can to accommodate that. Or B, you don't mess with their money. You do not want to do that. Oh, and there's a C in there, too. Don't mess with their wife, either.
I don't bother people on their time off. I won't mess with their, I mean, it's all salary where I work, so it's you know, the money is a little bit more straightforward, but then, or mess with people's family. If they've got some family stuff going on, you know, just go take care of it.
As much as, schedule some time off, and somebody else needed it off, and they had a better excuse to have it off than I did, so I wouldn't have worked. That's how you gain trust in your people, and happy workers are much more productive.
Some people a little slack, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, most people know where to draw the line. There are a few people that do not, and those are when the supervisor has to get involved, pretty much.
To supervise like a production scenario or anything like that, we're all research and development and stuff like that, so it's a lot more relaxed anyway. We don't work on a time clock, we don't work in shifts or anything. It's just whenever people get to the office, they get to the office, and whenever they get done with their work, they go home. So it's pretty easy.
I have a group of people that you can work with, and if you're not there, everything's gonna be taken care of and everything's gonna be running smoothly, and if something does come up, they've got the common sense to make that phone call.
How thankful I am that I do have people that work for me that, don't need constant supervision and I don't have to chase them down for things.
You should tell the wife, she's, why do you answer your phone when you're off? I'll tell you what, don't answer your phone when you're off, and then next time something big happens and you don't get that call, you'd be wishing you would have answered it.
None work this week.
None. They don't need me tomorrow. I told them, well, if you need me, just let me know. But kind of crossing our fingers and hoping that's going to be a no-go. But we'll see. If they need me, I'll come in. I'm just that kind of guy.
You can't play with radios all the time, I guess.
I'll play with them in the truck. Just kind of a pain to put them in, take them out. I was kind of mad this morning when I left the house. I left two things. I left my HT and I left my watch, a smartwatch. You can see who's calling and answer calls and stuff with a smartwatch and make phone calls with a smartwatch without having to hold your phone. And DOT guys, don't watch you play with your phone.
I calls with my smartwatch, but it's just all it is controlling the phone. The smartwatch itself doesn't do the audio and cellular or anything.
The smartwatch will do the audio, the microphone, and everything through the Bluetooth on the cell phone. But, you can use the watch to do everything. And my first stop this morning while they were servicing the trailer, I went ahead and created another couple of icons for the screen on my phone. That way all I gotta do is swipe left one time and poke the picture of the person I want and poke the phone and it'll dial.
What I got set up on my phone is that I can control my radio at home with my phone anywhere I am. and act like I'm sitting there. I actually made a POTA hunter call today from my office via the remote link back to my house, so that was kind of fun.
What kind of radio do you use at the house?
That's 590, and then there's a software package called Remote Hams that you put a server on your Windows box that is controlling the radio, and it has a VoIP connection to your phone, so it'll take the audio from your microphone on your phone and just pipe it through the radio, and vice versa, the output from the radio, pipe it back over the internet to your phone, and you can control all the radio controls and everything like that. So it works pretty well. There's a bit of a delay, which is a little to get used to, but other than that, it works pretty good.
Got that out there for the FT-991A.
Supports that one, and it just has to have a cat profile for it.
When I get home, that sounds pretty neat. Being able to do that from anywhere you have internet would be pretty cool. Kind of like that Bluetooth radio. I set it back up at the house, and you control it by your phone, and it gives me the capability of talking on the radio from the couch by using the microphone on my cell phone. And linking it through Bluetooth to the radio that's in the other room.
A little bit more convenient if you have to be away from the desk.
And you can also change channels, frequencies, program, put another frequency in, whatever you want to do.
See out here.
Cool breeze, dude. Not hot. It's like it's cooling down a little bit.
Got a flatbed full of utility trailer chassis. They're stacked 5 high and 3 deep. And those things are blowing around in the wind. I hope the straps hold.
Well, dual axles, all about 22, 25 feet long. I'll come get it a little bit.
That's my Chevy Bolt here to tow it home.
You'll be all right. Morris going down the highway. Ken sent me a picture. I don't know if he sent it to you or not, about the gooseneck trailer. It was gooseneck. The camper hooked up to a regular receiver hitch combination on the back of an SUV. The SUV was towing a regular gooseneck camper. It was two receiver hitches, one in regular with the tube on top like you buy at Harbor Freight. Hit about two of them. And put one in regular, then flip one upside down and put the ball on the other, on the opposite side, upside down. 2 5/16 ball.
Guess you're on the internet making the rounds. It's pretty scary when people do stuff like that.
Probably be okay, except the fact that you have to use safety chains with gooseneck.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, he didn't have it right, so. What safety chain?
Some weather now, finally. It's getting a little wet and nasty, so I'm going to let you run. But 73, I'll maybe catch you later this week if you end up going to work again. So W2, JKT, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, but it's still dry, bone dry up here. I must be driving out of it. But be careful, 73, and we'll talk to you later if I come into work. NC9B, bubble.